You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. New York galleries are digging deep, sometimes several decades deep, for the next big thing. Surging values for post-war and contemporary works are inspiring dealers and collectors to turn over every stone to rediscover artists long overlooked. Bloomberg reporter Katya Kazakina wrote about the trend recently. She joins us now. Good morning, Katya.
Good morning.
I would think there are plenty of contemporary artists out there producing noteworthy work. Why delve into the past?
The attraction here is that this work is historic. And so while they haven't showed in the U.S. for decades, they have been collected by museums and private collectors in Europe. And so there is this whole history behind them. At the same time, they're very undervalued from the financial standpoint. And so their prices in some cases are at the same level or even below some of the hot young artists who have very active speculative markets. So from the investment perspective, it's like an undervalued stock.
It's a gamble when you're investing. You never know if they actually will actually go up in value.
Yeah, that's true. And so I think that when dealers select these artists, I think it's a very calculated process. I was struck by the imbalance, really, that exists, that some of the artists that I've written about.
How good is the art we're talking about here? Because, you know, several of these artists might have been forgotten years ago for a good reason.
Well, there's always this question. I mean, right now there is an exhibition of artist Germaine Richier at Dominique Levy and Galerie Perrotin on the Upper East Side. And, you know, I was very struck by this work. I mean, I think during her life she was as celebrated as Giacometti, and her work has this very haunted look, and the surfaces look very charred, and it's like hybrid sculptures, forms of humans and animals and plants. They're very powerful. She hasn't had an exhibition in the U.S. in more than 50 years. Her record at auction is $1 million. Giacometti's auction record is over $100 million. So in this case, what was interesting to me to see is that because a lot of collectors are priced out from the top of the market where prices are astronomical,
right,
and because dealers have such tremendous competition, but also they have to meet this demand globally. They need inventory, and they need really good stuff to sell. They need to feed the market. And in that sense, discovering, rediscovering an artist is a really, it could be ultimately a very lucrative proposition.
I guess, you know, it sounds like dealers, they're serving two roles because they're searching for this art, but then they're also creating demand because they need to educate the public or the people who buy this art about how great these artists are. So it's kind of like they kind of have two things going on at the same time.
Yes, and it's a very complicated job, really, and then they're putting a lot of money into it because at a very high level, these galleries are putting up to low six figures into putting this and promoting everything from research and promotion and marketing. They hire PR consultants. They spend years in some cases tracking down these masterpieces that they really feel need to be there. And there's research. There are these lavish catalogs that they publish. I mean, they throw parties. They organize these brunches for journalists. I mean, these are very, very serious machines behind these artists.
How are critics responding to a lot of these artists who are coming out? I know the dealers are probably saying they're all great, but
it varies, right? I mean, I think in case of, let's say, the artist I mentioned, Germaine Richier, Roberta Smith from the New York Times, she was critical of the show and maybe a little bit skeptical. I spoke with an art critic for the article, Francesco Bonami. He said that a lot of artists, even artists who we consider great, who are in art history canon, they've done very important work when they were young, and then they stop making this great work. Something happens, and their later ideas are not that great. And he compared it to an opera, a Mozart opera that you haven't heard for 50 years. Then you listen to it, and you realize that it's a minor opera.
Right. There was a good reason you didn't hear it for 50 years.
Exactly.
You know, the art market, like many markets, goes in cycles. Do you think this is a trend that's going to last?
Yeah, I think it could last, you know, because we focus, I think, culturally focus on things like post-war American, you know, culture focused on America, abstract expressionism. And so there were parallel movements happening in Japan and Europe, and they just were overlooked. And there's such interesting work that was done. And if money is to be made, then we're going to see a lot of these shows.
Katya Kazakina covers art and galleries for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much, Katya.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.